Welcome, awesome listeners, to the New Nudist Podcast. I'm Scott Klein.
And I'm Evan Nix, and we're your co-hosts.
And this is the podcast for people curious about the nudism and naturism way of life. If you've been thinking about trying out nudism, if it's been a bucket list thing for you, then this is the podcast designed to give you what you need to know in order to try it out. If you're already a nudist, this show is for you too. We hope you learn more about the movement and get more out of your nudist practice. Well, hello, nudies. It's been a while.
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute. And Evan and I took off some time to kind of attend to some other projects. You know, sometimes life gets in the way of podcasts.
I was cryogenically frozen.
That's why you look so good still.
Yep. Frozen 5 months ago. Frozen in time. Wow. It was just a brief freeze.
Don't look a day over November.
Oh, thanks. Anyway, now we're back. We're ready to get you guys all ready for some clothes-free adventures this spring and summer.
And on today's show, we'll hear from Tom Francine, the man who is helping to promote International Skinny Dip Day and the guy behind SkinnyDipDay.org. He'll be telling us why the day is important and about the important cause that it supports.
Then Scott and I will catch up and talk about what's going on in the world of nudism and naturism.
Quite a bit.
Like we do every episode. So thank you for your patience. And all of this is coming up in episode 34. Is that right?
It is 34 right. 34.
Of the New Nudist Podcast. Stick around.
So I got introduced to Tom Francine through the folks at A Nude Lease on Life. We've had them on the show before. And
that's right.
They were fantastic. And they introduced us to Tom, who is the driving force behind Skinny Dip Day. Have you, it's a much bigger movement than I ever thought.
Yeah, well, it's growing every year. Skinny Dip Day has some historical roots. I don't know if you know much about that. It goes back to Lee Baxendall and the sort of early start of Nude Recreation Week. You know, it's sort of evolved over the years. But Tom had this great idea of taking Skinny Dip Day and turning it into a fundraising project for an incredible cause.
It is an incredible cause, and I can't wait for you to hear about it. I think really highlight this organization. And there's a really interesting tie that relates to body positivity. So won't give it all away. All I would, I guess at this point, just say, we hope you enjoy the interview with Tom Francine.
I definitely hope that.
Tom, welcome to the New Nudist Podcast. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me, Scott.
So I heard about you through our friends at Nude Lease on Life, and so I was glad that they connected us. You are front and center with Skinny Dip Day. Tell us about that.
Yes, Skinny Dip Day. My own first encounter with skinny dipping happened when I had a lot of body shame myself, and skinny dipping was a powerful event experience for me, an unexpected way out of my own body shame and general self-consciousness.
Yeah.
Some years ago. And when I heard about International Skinny Dip Day, it just instantly saw a lot of potential there. It instantly grabbed my attention as a possible route for a lot of people to have a similar experience as what I did. And what, so I really jumped into trying to build that up in certain ways to get more people to be skinny dipping on that day.
Love it. What's the history of Skinny Dip Day?
It all started back, I think, in 1976 the 1970s, sometime, when Lee Baxendall got together, who's the founder of the Naturist Society. Mm-hmm. It was a little bit of a meeting of the minds with him, and I think his name is Eugene Talon. He's another trailblazer. And they got together and they said, you know what, we need to have some kind of a good publicity around naturism. And so they came up with the idea for National Nude Weekend, in which they would try to put it out there. This is a weekend for celebrating naturism. And that transformed with the Naturist Society into National Nude Week. And then at some point, ANNR, American Association for Nude Recreation, jumped in, and then started promoting skinny dipping on the Saturday of National Nude Week and eventually dubbed it International Skinny Dip Day. But it all goes back to Lee Baxendall, who's a really awesome person who I admire. And yeah, so that's part of what I'm trying to build on, is to have some positive publicity on this day, and also to have this be for a good cause, because we try to get, there's two main goals of this. One is to try to give people a fun excuse to do some, have a dip their toes into naturism, because skinny dipping is kind of a fun and somewhat simple endeavor, you know, as opposed to something like World Naked Bike Ride, which is like very high pressure. You're naked in front of people who don't expect to see you naked. You know, if you ever want to stop, you're kind of like, you might be just randomly in the middle of a city. You don't even know where you are or something. I mean,
I've done it. It's very weird, but very
awesome.
I haven't
done it, but as far as new people getting involved, it's, you know, it's not, and also just going to a naturist facility can also sound a little bit daunting.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
So, but skinny dipping is something people are a little more familiar with. And so that's one goal, is to just try to give people a fun excuse to try naturism, to try an experience of body positivity. And the other main goal, which ties into the first, is raising money for this really great charity, which I know a lot about charities, and partially through my my work outside of naturism. And there's a really great charity that cures women of childbirth injuries and body shame that we raise money for.
Oh, wow, that's fantastic. So it's there's a charitable element to this. There's an evangelical aspect to this. What have you seen as you've participated in World National Skinny Dip Day? Have you brought people into it? Has it been a vehicle for you to kind of get people involved?
Yes. So there's lots of locations around the United States and even some around the world that join up with us in those specific two missions that we have. And I run personally the Gunnison Beach, New Jersey event.
Oh, fantastic. That's a massive nude beach, right?
Yes. It's something that a lot of people in New Jersey know about, but some people have the bravery to visit at some point. And
it's on my list.
Yeah.
It's on my list.
It's interesting because New Jersey is not like a place you would necessarily expect to find a nude beach, actually, but it's there. It's big. It's beautiful. And yeah, it's our biggest event as well at the moment, although some people are giving us a run for our money this year. But I've witnessed people. Yeah, I've tried my best with that particular event to bring people in who have never done it before. And it's been beautiful. I mean, I've got to witness it. You know, people say this is one of the best moments of their life, even, you know.
Wow.
And it's just beautiful. So I love it. And that is definitely a goal, is to get new people in.
Wow. If you could wave a magic wand, where would you want this to go? What would you want this to turn into, let's say, 5 years from now?
Yes, that's a great question. I mean, I think it's already great as it is, for sure. But I do also have a vision of this being something that takes place all over the world in a much bigger way and accomplishes those two goals in gigantic manners, in which people all over the place are trying out skinny dipping and having a good experience, where this is almost like a real holiday, not just like a kind of a funny holiday, but it's actually more of a real celebration of our bodies and of not having shame, and of being, not judging other people, you know, which goes deeper than just the skin as well. You know, the being naked is a vehicle for something deeper.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people have body shame, but then a lot of people have also self-consciousness in general about themselves across the board. So, yeah. And then also at the same time, where we're able to really help this charity, Fistula Foundation, they're called, yep. where we're able to really raise a lot of money for them, and they literally cure women of untreated birth trauma, specifically obstetric fistula and perineal tears. There's about 1 million women around the world who have these conditions that leave them incontinent, and this takes place in areas of the world where there's no diapers. And so there's about 1 million women in the world who are literally leaking urine and or feces down their, just literally down their legs 24/7
Because of birth trauma.
because of birth trauma that they just don't have this very simple surgery to fix. It's a very simple fix that only costs about $619. And so this charity has cured over 85,000 women of their untreated birth trauma, and they actually even plan to permanently end this condition for all those 1 million women. And it's just a beautiful, it's a beautiful cause that's related with skinny dipping, because they both have the theme of getting rid of body shame. And so, yeah, I see, I would love this to be something where we have a lot of people participating and a lot of people know about it, and then also raising money that to very, in a very concrete manner, helps women, like helps empower women who really could desperately need help with their own body shame.
I love that. That is fantastic. I've seen it firsthand, fistula firsthand in some of my travels, and it's devastating and takes women out of society. So, and as you say, there's a relatively simple fix, and they can get back to their lives. And so I'm thrilled that this is a cause that's tied to international Skinny Dipping Day. So fantastic to hear. Can we go back to your skinny dipping journey and how you got into this? What was your first experience like? What made you want to do it? What did you do? And how did you feel after?
Yeah, I was at a, I was, so I actually am a big hitchhiker. I've actually hitchhiked 26,000 miles, mostly in the United States.
Oh, what?
I'm retired now, but I did this quite a while ago. And I didn't expect to do that. I just became addicted to hitchhiking once I tried it.
All
And
right,
I,
so how many serial killers have you actually met?
as far as I know, zero. While I was doing these trips, I part of the reason why I was doing it in the first place was because I was actually had general self pain. I was actually painful shyness. I was painfully shy, and that was a part of it. I mean, I just think it was cool in general, but I knew in the back of my mind that I was trying to break myself in a kind of an extreme way out of being shy. And so, anyways, I was just trying to do new interesting things. Even aside from hitchhiking, there was a festival in New Mexico called Rainbow Gathering, which is in a national forest. It's in a different national forest every year. And this is in 2009. So I found myself there. And as soon as I got there was like a culture shock, because for a few reasons. One of them was that a lot of people were walking around public naked.
It's
And
super hippie.
I had never experienced that before, and I was like, wow, this is crazy. But it was just like people were acting like normal still. It's like they had clothes on, they were not acting differently. I was like, it was just an experience, the first time you experience something like that. And I started thinking about it, maybe I should try this. But it was basically impossible for me to even consider doing it. And then at some point, after some days camping out there, I was like, there's a stream that people were jumping in, and I could honestly really use a like shower kind of, or a bath kind of a thing. I was camping for a few days, and I was like, you know what? I want to try new things. I don't want to be shy. This is seems like not something I should actually care about. Logically, I made it make forced myself into trying it. And as soon as I tried it, like within a minute of trying it, it was like it was not a big deal. And I was like, how did I have such horrifying feelings about this 1 minute later, and even throughout my life? And now I actually do it, and it's like normal and freeing and beautiful, and I was just couldn't believe how the how quick of a change that, and how also how sad it is was to me. I was just thinking about how it's not just me who feels like this. It's so many people have these feelings, and how if there was just a simple way for people to have such an experience as I did, but maybe, it could have a big impact.
You know, we hear the same thing over and
Yes.
over and over. I wish people who are listening to this, who think we're maybe trying to sell something, right? I wish those people who were in your same situation, thinking, wow, I could never do that. And I talk to them all the time, could hear what you just said and believe it and internalize it. And I've never spoken to anyone, not that this doesn't happen, but I've never spoken with anyone who tried it and said, ah, oh, that was horrible. I've just never come across it. I mean, maybe it happens, but usually I get just what you said. And like, wow, it takes a minute, is a minute of weirdness, where your brain's just sort of trying to reorient and say, whoa, I'm not supposed to be doing this. This is so, and then it kicks in, and then it's gone. You don't have that shame, that body shame, and you have this mastery over your body now.
Yeah, and I did it again the next day, and it was like it wasn't even difficult at all. The next time I tried, did it. Yeah.
And so what is practice of nudism and naturism look like for you now?
I don't know if I consider myself a naturist with that exact term, just because I
Sure.
actually like wearing clothes and I don't really mind wearing clothes. To me, it's more of something that I like to experience on occasion, where I like to just reorient myself and refresh myself on having body positive experiences and putting myself out there, not being, checking in that I'm not worried about something like this and I can do this, and it's so I really enjoy it. And I also happen to really like the types of places where people are practicing naturism too, because it just ends up to be people who have similar experiences as me and who are open-minded, and just a lot of beautiful people in these kinds of scenes. Of course, there's always people who are there's bad apples everywhere you go also,
Everywhere.
yeah, it's generally like the odds of meeting someone who's really friendly and beautiful is like a little bit increased when you're at a naturist oriented place over like more everyday type places, which is great. And so yeah, I mean, there's a big nude beach right here, clothing optional beach, Gunnison Beach, pretty close to me. So that's kind of like my main place. Like I'll go to at least a few times per summer. And then I like to, there's a clothing optional music festival called Moon Groove in
Ooh,
Pennsylvania that I've been going to. It's really awesome.
that sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's really well done. And so yeah, I am not like a super regular practicing naturist, but I love when I'm doing when I am having those
Yeah.
experiences. I really enjoy them. I do make sure to have those experiences regularly.
When is Skinny Dip Day?
Skinny Dip Day is the second Saturday of July each year. I mean, and so this year it's July 13th.
So, Tom, if somebody wanted to participate in this, what are the ways? How do they find out more? What can they do?
Yes, there's three main ways people can jump into this. Number one is to host your own skinny dip location. A lot of there's about 12 locations so far signed on for this year. We're expecting more. Every year we're growing, which is awesome. There's more locations jumping in to be on our project and to raise even a little bit of money for this charity while they're doing their skinny dip events. And skinny dip events can be small or big. There's not a right way to do it. If you haven't done it before, that's okay. You can always do a low scale event and keep it at that. The second way, and that's by the way the main thing we're looking for and the best way to get involved, because it really is beautiful and it's awesome. The second way is for you to do your own skinny dip. So or to just go to an event that's already listed on our website.
Go to a
So you
club,
know,
go to
yeah.
a, yeah. Yep.
Go to a club or even just go in your own pool. Whatever you want to do. People just get involved in this in different capacities and just raise a little bit of money while you're, or donate to the location that's already hosting the dip. And then the third way is, you know, you can always just support the project by donating to our collaborative fundraising page for Fish Doula Foundation, even if you don't have the chance to skinny dip on this day.
Fantastic.
And all the money goes to Fish Doula Foundation. It's like through the fundraising page we have set up, it literally goes from you straight to Fish Doula Foundation. I'm not making any money. No one that I know is making any money. It's just a really beautiful project that hopefully does a lot of good and even shows like Lee Baxendall kind of envisioned, get some positive publicity for naturism while we're doing all these other check boxes, like, you know, showing that naturists are actually kind people who are doing something right. Very concrete and beautiful in the world. They're not just people who like to do weird things and see each other's genitals or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah, it kind of gets more at the heart of nudism and naturism movement. I'll have a link to the website
It's skinnydipday.org.
Skinnydipday.org. Fantastic. Yeah. We'll have all of those links in the show notes. Tom, thank you for coming on and sharing this with us. And thank you for the work that you're doing for Fistula Foundation.
Wow.
I think it's fantastic. And for helping us spread the word and helping give people an easy entryway to experiencing nudism and naturism. So thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Scott. It was an honor to be on your show. I appreciate it very much.
So, you know, Evan, we've taken off some time.
It's been a couple months since an episode.
I didn't really anticipate, you know, plan on doing that, but it just, you know, life gets in the way sometimes, right?
Yeah, well, you know, the nice thing about, I think everybody realizes that if you're producing a podcast in this day and age, it's kind of a labor of love, you know, it's not your day job, it's not your everyday, you know, thing. So when you're able to do it is when you're able to do it. I think people understand.
Yeah.
I hope people understand.
I hope so. You know,
So what were you doing this whole time?
You know, watching a lot of Netflix, maybe. You know, just work and... And family stuff and you know, you kind of get through the week and it's like, wow, really should get on that podcast. But this has been burning in me for a while to get another podcast out. And so was really glad to hear from Tom because it kind of got me going. I loved his interview. He was just such a genuine, great guy, very passionate about both the cause of nudism and the cause that it's his Skinny Dip Day supports. And I just think it's just positivity all the way around. And I've missed that aspect of nudism, right? It's just the positivity that comes out with it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And there's been a lot of, you know, sort of scary news around nudism in the last few months.
Exactly.
So a little positivity is welcome.
Right. Yeah. You know, so what has been going on in the world of nudism? So we did talk a little bit about what was going on in Wisconsin, and where are we with that issue?
Yeah, that was just kicking off, I think, when we last did an episode. But in the last 5 or 6 months, that laws, just to recap, in Wisconsin, the state legislature there introduced two bills that would essentially prohibit any public nudity, and it defined public very loosely as being any place where there were, you know, two or three or more people mm-hmm. gathered. Would be essentially prohibited in the state, and events where children might be around nude adults would be prohibited. So measures that were targeted at the World Naked Bike Ride, they came sort of about in reaction to last year's World Naked Bike Ride.
Got it.
And the bills went through several stages, committee stages, and we were watching them very closely on the newsletter, you know, on Planet Nude. And And yeah, just within the last couple of weeks, the legislature ended, and you know, they had one step left to go, which was to go to the assembly floor to be voted on by the assembly, which is one of the you know, two bodies of the legislature. So it was voted on by the Senate. It was passed. It was going back to the Rules Committee, and it just ultimately, I think, did not make the priorities for the legislature in this specific session. So the bills are essentially, for all intents and purposes, no longer a threat. It's certainly possible, you know, they didn't end with any closure or defeat, so they could be presented in a future session. But at least for the time being, Wisconsinites and naturists there and World Naked Bike Riders there are breathing a sigh of relief.
Will they do the bike ride again this year?
Oh, yeah. I've spoken with all of the, there are two major rides in the state. There's a ride in Madison. There's a ride in Milwaukee. Both the organizers of both of those rides are going full steam ahead with plans to do a ride this year. They generally have the support of their local authorities for these rides. And so with no specific legislative threats, they have no reason not to.
Ride on, folks. Have we had any new bike ride, World Naked Bike Ride rides yet this year?
It's spring. It's a good question. There's been, as far as I know, there's been one ride in San Francisco. I think they do like four rides a year there. I'm sure there are more that are about to ramp up here, but yeah. I haven't been following that closely.
Yeah, we've got the one in June, I think, still in LA. Man, I'd still love to do that again. It was really fun, I have to say. It was a real blast. It was really hot.
Yeah, I still have never. It's a bucket list.
Yeah.
Bucket list. Well, first, I got to get a bike and then got to learn how to ride a bike.
There's that. Yeah, yours got stolen, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
My ability to ride a bike got stolen.
Well, that does happen. That does happen. Hey, what? We were also tracking, I think, at some point, a nude beach in Seattle, right? In the Denny Blaine area.
Yeah, Denny Blaine Beach.
How did that turn out? Because I know that there was some threat to that as well, right?
That turned out very positively. The plans that were proposed there were, there was a child's playground that was going to be built. Mm. There was an anonymous donor who had put in however many thousands of dollars to put a child's playground there. And it was sort of quickly slated to happen. And then the community really came out in show of opposition to these plans at a public hearing. And there were like hundreds of people that showed up to this hearing, many of them from the members of the LGBTQ community, yeah, queer community that enjoyed that beach. And there was just an overwhelming response. And within a day of that hearing, it was announced that the project wasn't moving forward.
Oh, fantastic.
So pretty much a cut and dry win because of very quick organization and public response. And that's what happens when you look at a beach that's a city beach. You know, it's a relatively urban area, so there's a community that uses that beach, a large community. Yeah. You know,
so there are wins.
There are losses. Yeah, ups and downs.
Like any other movement, there are wins and there are losses.
Yeah.
What does nudism look like for you this spring? What are your nudie adventures look like coming up?
Oh, I have not been good about making plans, but
I have not either.
I hope to go out. I hope to do some hiking. I hope to do some hanging out.
Let's go hiking.
Yeah,
I'll take a day.
Let's go hiking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do that.
All right.
We really should.
Right now?
We've been talking about, well, not right now, but
yeah. We can pick this
up
later.
Dude, I've got this Excel spreadsheet that I got to get back to, but, but I do want to go with you. We've been talking about it forever. So, let's actually make it happen like the next 2 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm in.
And, you know, you and I have been talking about what we're going to talk about this year, right? We have quite a few things that we would like to talk about on this podcast. I think one of them is naturist B&Bs, I think was one of the things we talked about. Non-landed clubs is definitely something I'd like for us to go deep on in an episode. That is, you know, we've had some non-landed club people on the show, and we haven't exhausted the topic. And I think it's one of the futures of nudism, particularly as more and more like clubs shut down to or become textile clubs, right?
Well said.
You know, we also have not really covered nudist travel, like the big nude boat, and traveling for nudism and naturism. So I'd like to do that as well and talk a little bit.
Yeah. There was just one ended.
Yeah, I know. I saw pictures, and it made me insanely jealous.
Yeah, I'd have to put blocks on all my social media filters because I just can't see all these people on this big happy boat
right
and hanging out. All these
exactly. It's just not fair. And you know, I think we also want to. You know, we've never really had Anner on the show, and we've actually got an election coming up for Anner, don't we?
That's right. It's an election year.
Yeah, and who are the for president? Who are the candidates that we've got going on?
Well, if you're an Anner member, you can vote on between one of two people.
Okay.
Your options are Tim Mullins, who is the current vice president
yep.
of Anner, and he's the government affairs chair there. He's a longtime Anner volunteer and member. And the other candidate is Linda Weber, who most of listeners to this show are probably familiar with because she's been on a couple of times.
Yep. Certainly somebody who has a lot of presence within nudism and naturism on social media. And
she's the face of naturism.
Kind of, right? Yeah. She really, really is. She was just lovely when I met her at the World Naked Bike Ride in LA. So we should reach out and have them come out and talk about what their vision is for Anner moving forward. And as you listeners are listening, we would love to hear what you want to hear about. So please feel free to reach out to us, nudistpodcast@gmail.com, and let us know what you'd like to hear us cover this year as we get back to this.
All right. Well, that's it for today's show. Thank you to Tom Francine for coming to talk to Scott and tell us more about Skinny Dip Day. You'll find links to the website and social accounts for Skinny Dip Day in the show notes.
And please also subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform you're listening to it on, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever. We actually do have more new episodes to come. And please rate this show on those podcasts. Platforms.
Yeah, that is an important one.
Yeah.
Nobody ever does that one.
Yeah, I know. If you wouldn't mind just letting us know, are we a 5-star? Are we a 4-star? You know, and
yeah, and it really what lets other people know what we are and hopefully helps us reach more people. And so give us 5 stars.
Yeah.
You know, don't bother with any of those lesser stars.
We'd love to hear your honest All ratings right. of this show. And please do reach out and tell us what you think about the show in general. If you're relatively new to nudism, willing to share your story on this podcast, we do want to hear from you at newnudistpodcast@gmail.com. So for today's quote, I turned again to AI. In this time, I went to Microsoft's AI Copilot.
Oh, and, a little switcheroo.
Right, you know, why should ChatGPT have all the fun? So, I asked them for an inspirational quote on nudism, and I got this quote from John Berger. To be naked is to be one's self.
Now that I know to be true.
Me too. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Scott Klein.
I'm Evan Nix.
And we hope you have a great naked day.